You're listening to KMUW. Musician Samantha Fish's latest album, Faster, marks a departure for the veteran artist. She recently spoke with KMUW's Jed Bodwin about that process and how the new material will make its way into her live shows.
I hear some people say that making a record is such an arduous process that by the time that they get done recording it, it's just like, oh, I don't, you know, I don't want to hear that again.
I really enjoyed hearing it. Once you put it all together, it's a full concept at that point. The sequence is so important. You want to tell a story with the record. You want it to flow and move. So I'm pretty invested in it from the time we write and record to how it's sequenced and the artwork. And I want it to all feel like a concept, you know, together. I mean, I kind of enjoy it, but then, you know, once it's out, you're going to be hard-pressed to have me listen to it again.
So somebody said to me recently that, you know, making a record isn't real to them until they have the physical product in their hand. They can go through the writing and the recording, but somehow that finishing touch, it crystallizes all this work. Do you have some sense of that for yourself?
Yeah. It's like now it's manifested and it's become this physical thing. And it starts with an idea and a melody in your head. And then here it is, you know, this physical thing that you can share with people. And that's, it's kind of cool, you know, it's a lot of work to get from nothing to something.
Whenever you put out a record, you have to make a decision in the live show about what gets left in and what gets left out. So what's that process been like for you with this tour?
Oh, well, you have fun with it, you know, you have fun creating the set and creating a show that's dynamic, that will please the longtime fans and also get the new stuff out there so that it can grow on people and become fan favorites as well, because the only way that it can become a fan favorite is through that kind of road work, honestly. So I definitely try to make it an even mix of things people have come to know and love about the new stuff. So that's the fun part, is getting to put together a show that moves.
I think there's this other element that's always interesting, which is that you never really know what's going to resonate with people. And I wonder if you've had times where you're kind of surprised by songs. Like, obviously, you love them. You wrote and recorded them and put them out there in the world. But now, all of a sudden, the fans hear the music and they might surprise you because they latch onto a song that you weren't expecting them to.
Always. I mean, sometimes it's the ones that you think aren't going to do a thing, and then all of a sudden people are requesting them years later, and for whatever reason, they just, you know, took off in some way. And, you know, but that's not for me to decide. It's like once you write it and you put it out there, it's for other people to take in and digest and apply to their story. You know, it's not my story after it's out. It's everybody else's. You know, I think it's kind of cool to find out what people really get into, and you try to cater to it a little bit. Like, you know, I want to play the stuff that I like, but I still want to play the stuff they like too. So I definitely try to listen for what's hitting. You know, Spotify is super helpful for that because it tells you like who's been playing what and how much and how often. That's a pretty helpful tool as well.
I think I read about Metallica a few years ago using Spotify data to figure out set lists. Like, if there was a song that was especially popular in, let's say, Oakland or something, when they went to that town, that song might not get played someplace else, but for whatever reason, it really resonated with the Oakland audience, so they were going to hear it.
It's pretty interesting. I mean, we have so much data these days that we can use and apply to, like, you know, make our people happy. And, you know, it could be used for evil, but it can also be used for, like, to make your fans happy, playing the song they really want to hear.
It's just a kiss, a kiss, a kiss. He ain't together. jealousy.